You know, Chicago has some very specific things that the citizens of Chicago do, habits that we have, things that you only will see in Chicago, whether that be life-related or food-related. And I saw this on Block Club Chicago, this website. I saw it on online yesterday. And the headline read, why do Chicagoans honk in alleys? Some say it's the law, but the police beg to differ. Many Chicagoans believe honking while exiting an alley protects pedestrians, but it should never replace braking and exiting slowly, police say. Dan, when driving through an alley, do you honk?
I typically do not. I will occasionally, but I would say maybe 70-30. 70% not, 30% do.
Okay. When I drove... I think I lean towards honking the majority of the time. And Esmeralda, when you drive, if you've driven through an alley, do you a little honk tap?
Yeah, I try to do a light tap.
Yeah.
So it's not.
So you don't scare the crap out of somebody.
Right.
Who's, yeah.
So it's more like, because you're trying to hit it all.
Yeah. I mean, the idea is to not blast the horn. You don't want to go, bah! You know what I mean? Just a little bep, bep. That's about it.
Yeah.
So this is apparently this is mostly a Chicago thing. I'm sure that some other cities do it, but it seems to be narrowed down, like many, many, many unique and weird and wonderful things about this city. It seems to be pretty Chicago-ish. And I want to hear from you guys out there driving. When you're going through an alley, do you tap on the horn? Do you honk the horn as you are leaving the alley or going through the alley? 312-981-7200, talk and send your texts. 312-981-7200. Let me just read this piece real quick, and then we'll talk about that Chicagoism and then many other Chicagoisms that are pretty much exclusive to this city. As I was saying when Patty and I was on Patty's show, you know, doing crosstalk, one of the reasons why I think Chicago is one of the few cities that does this is because a lot of big cities don't have alleys. Like, you know, New York doesn't have, they don't have alleys. That's why their garbage is on the front stoop of their apartment complexes. They don't have alleys and all of the buildings are bunched up against each other. They don't have gangways, at least in Manhattan and in different, you know, different parts of the boroughs. But yeah, they, you know, like in the city proper, no alleys, no gangways. So, you know, you don't need to honk. Well, there's enough horns being honked in Manhattan to, you know, fill the night sky forever. People are honking their horns like lunatics for other unnecessary reasons in New York. But it's a tradition as uniquely Chicago as hating ketchup on a hot dog, honking your horn before driving out of an alley. An informal Block Club Chicago poll showed 64% of respondents honk their horns when exiting an alley. The poll inspired a passionate discussion among the pro-honkers. Not honking is, quote, the surest way to gauge if your date is a psychopath. See, Dan?
All right.
And anti-honkers, use your brakes, not your horn. As it turns out, those who honk are legally in the wrong. So, Dan, you're correct.
All right.
Technically, the horn is meant to prevent an accident. It's not to be used at all times 24 hours a day, said Officer Michael Carroll, a Chicago police spokesperson. Now, let me ask a question. This guy says that this officer says that it technically the horn is meant to prevent an accident. I think that's why people who are driving out of an alley tap the horn to prevent an accident. That's the exact reason why they're doing it. They want to let someone walking across the alley know so that they don't hit them or walk into the car. Instead, drivers should pull up to the end of the alley and stop, Carroll said. They should pull up to the street, stop again, and then drive. There are times when honking a horn makes sense, Carroll said, like when there are large buildings obstructing a driver's view of the sidewalk from the alley. There are times where honking a horn would make sense. Overall, the use of the horn at the end of the alley should not be done. That's news to a lot of Chicagoans, though. More than a few responding to Block Club's poll on Twitter said that they were legally required to honk when exiting an alley. Nope, Carol said. Drivers can actually get ticketed for honking. And for the record, Carol grew up in Edgebrook, which sparsely used alleys, and said he didn't know his fellow Chicagoans were honking in alleys until he moved. With or without the horn thing being completely secondary, the most important thing that people exiting the alley stop as if they're at a stop sign at the sidewalk and the street, Carol said. The issue is hotly debated among Chicagoans, though. Melissa McEwen, 32, of Logan Square, was taking an adult driving class last year when her instructor gave her a bit of advice. Don't honk in alleys during your test, but do it in real life. That's good advice. You don't want to get a mark from your instructor because you honked out of an alley, but ignore that once you actually get your license and do it. Normal people in Chicago do this. They honk before they come out of an alley, but it's not the rules of the road. It's not an official thing, so don't do it in the test. Her driver's instructor wasn't the only one to say so. Definitely in neighborhood groups, people are always like, yeah, it's just a Chicago custom. You got to do it, McEwen said. Jonathan Nelson, 31, of Albany Park, said he doesn't see a reason for drivers not to honk in alleys. Almost everyone he knows honks. Nelson said he thinks it helps protect pedestrians. I think it only helps, Nelson says. I always appreciate when someone else taps the horn when they're coming out. A former honker... A former honker, Diego Lopez, 34, of Portage Park, says he's trying to quit because he wants to be a safer driver and doesn't think using a horn should be a replacement for braking at the end of an alley. He also lives near the end of an alley and gets annoyed by the beep beeps. Honking, quote, was just sort of a thing I thought you were supposed to do as a courtesy to other people, Lopez says, noting his father probably taught him to honk when his own kids, who are 3.5 and two and a half months old, are driving years from now. He'll tell them the option to honk, but I don't want them to do it as a replacement for safe driving. Now, here's the thing. Some of the quotes in here, Dan, are assuming that people are flying down the alley and honking.
Right. It certainly sounds that way.
Doesn't it sound like people are going like 20 and honking? When in fact, I think what most people do, I would say the majority of people, are doing what the police officer says you should do, which is slow way down, use your brakes, stop. But they also honk. I think people are assuming that you're going 35 miles an hour down an alley, honking and saying, get the hell out of my way.
Right. Or you're only hearing from the people who do have alleys like that. You know, they have a guy on their alley who is going way too fast,
yeah.
You know. And, you know, I could see that, you know, yeah. One of those, like, you know, is this person commenting just because they're unfortunately the victim of something like that all the time?
Well, the thing is, it's not just alleys, it's residential streets, too. If you fly down a residential street, you're a jerk. You should not fly down a residential street.
Yeah, thanks for the speed bumps, guys.
Yeah, the speed bumps, yeah, help out. But, I mean, when there weren't speed bumps...
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
You grew up in residential
right.
areas.
No,
you know,
absolutely.
Man.
I mean, like, that's the thing now. You know, I mean, that they are there because of those guys.
Yeah.
You know, it is a necessity, unfortunately.
And in crosswalks, in residential areas, they've got the big planters now, the big
right.
cement planters that you have to drive around
right.
instead of blasting through the intersection. That's all because people used to drive like maniacs, man.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I mean, when I was a driver and I was honking coming out of an alley, I wasn't doing 35 miles an hour and saying, get the hell out of my way, I'm honking for you to move. I cautiously crept out, hit the brakes, tapped on the horn, just let people know, stopped completely, and then drove out. I don't think people are replacing the horn with brakes. I don't think that's how... I really don't think that's what's happening. I know there are a lot of, you know, drivers out there who drive like lunatics. There's no question about it. And there are a lot of dumb people behind the wheel. There's no question about it. You know, and the other thing is that my rule of thumb when I was a driver was always assume that everybody else on the road is a complete idiot who is about to do something completely stupid. And 80% of the time that's true. So if you're driving down the road and you're in the left lane, assume the guy in front of you is about to hit the brakes and turn right from the left lane, because it'll happen. assume the person next to you, driving next to you in the lane, will suddenly swerve into the lane you're in right now, because it could happen. So if you go out and when you're driving, and again, I'm you know, I haven't driven in a very, very long time, but that was my rule of my one rule of the road was everybody else behind the wheel of every car that you are on the road with is a moron who is capable of doing something dangerous and stupid at any second. That was my mindset when I drove. Tim Filotti, 37, of Albany Park, grew up in Midway listening to his grandparents argue about honking all the time. His grandma honked. His grandpa was a non-believer. Filotti ended up siding with his grandfather on the matter. Now that he lives near a school, which is next to an alley with a stop sign, he gets frustrated when drivers breeze through the sign and just honk instead of stopping and looking for kids walking in the area. Well, okay, now you're just talking about a bad driver. You're not talking about... It's not... People who honk coming out of alleys don't drive like... All of them don't drive like that. The guy you're describing is a jerk. He sees near misses all the time. He said there was an incident last year when a driver honked while coming out of an alley but still hit and minorly injured a child. It's like one of those pet peeves now of mine where I feel like you should stop and you should look like you normally do, you would anywhere else. Filetti's wife, a transplant from New Mexico, doesn't even understand the practice. She thinks honking is the weirdest thing ever. She's not alone. Honking in alleys seems to be a purely Chicago tradition, with few having seen the practice outside of the city. Filetti went to college in Austin, where they have tons of alleys, but zero honking. McEwen, who grew up in Atlanta, said there's no honking there, but also no alleys in the area she grew up. Lopez hasn't seen it anywhere else in any other city, and I think it's another ketchup on the hot dog kind of thing, Filetti said. Where did it come from? Where did the whole front room word come from? I think it just originated here, and for some reason it's just been passed on from generation to generation. So this is a recent article. In fact, I think it was just put online yesterday. So I read it, and I thought, well, this we need to talk about Chicagoanisms. And what are your favorites and what are the weirdest? And I want to hear from people out there, drivers out there. Honk or non-honk? And again, if you honk and you're going 30, you're a jerk. You're a bad driver. But if you drive carefully, you slow down, brake, little tap on the horn, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I just love the example here. Yeah, this guy goes 50 miles an hour down the alley, hits the horn. Everybody does that. No. So, all right. So we want to talk a little bit about this and then more weird things that happen anywhere but... It's weird if it happens anywhere but Chicago. 312-981-7200 is the phone number and the text number for your thoughts. 312-981-7200. Two for Tuesday, man. Yeah, man, two for Tuesday. There's two. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Get your request in now, and we'll play them a little bit later. The 815 area code requesting, of course, Elvis Presley on this 4th of July weekend with an American trilogy. Yeah. Hey, if you would like to jump in, we're talking about Chicagoanisms, and we were just talking about do you honk or not honk when coming out of an alley? There seem to be two trains of thought on this. 312-981-7200. 301 area code sends in a text. We want to hear from you on this, and we'll get into other Chicagoisms as well. 312-981-7200. 301 says, we do alley honking here in Kewaunee downtown. 815 says, isn't it also the law that you're not even supposed to be driving down alleys unless you live on the street and you're pulling out of your garage? You're not supposed to drive down more than one alley block. That's true, but you still have to leave the alley. Even if you're driving, you know, you're not supposed to drive through alleys. People do it all the time. People drive through alleys all the time. I mean, people are going to break the rules of the road and the laws constantly. That's not something that's going to stop. But if you are obeying the law and you are pulling out of your garage and you're going down the alley, you have to get out of the alley. So do you honk or do you not honk? 773 area code. Do not honk at alley's end. It's rude and stupid for those who live near an alley. Slow down and look for drivers and walkers. Well, we do that as well. My bedroom window, when I lived in Albany Park, we lived right on the corner of at the end of an alley. And our bedroom window was right outside, right above the end of the alley. That's, in our, you know, and we heard honking all the time. And I didn't care. It was just, to me, that's a regular thing. I don't know why. It doesn't.
Did it become one of those things like people who live by the train where you just didn't even notice it anymore?
Yeah. And it wasn't like it was like it happened every 5 seconds. It wasn't like, beep, 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 beep. It wasn't. And, but here's what we had more problems with when Heather and I lived in that condo. One, we were on the third floor, and every time I'd get home, I'd be winded for 14 minutes when I actually finally got up the stairs. Two, okay, every once in a while we'd hear the honking, you know. It wouldn't bother us because that's something that, you know, I didn't think it was a law. I knew it wasn't a law. You don't have to legally honk, but it's something that, you know, my father does it and has done it his whole life. Coming out of an alley, he honks. But again, not going 35 miles an hour. You don't replace good driving skills by honking a horn. But here's the worst part. We had right across the alley from us, big backyard, big house, the Bumpuses live there. And they would release their 9,000 hounds every morning, and it would be nothing but dogs barking. So maybe the dogs barking drowned out the honking. Maybe we weren't annoyed by the honking living next to the end of an alley because these idiots across the alley would have their stupid dogs in the yard. We called them the Bumpuses because that's exactly what it was. It's from the Christmas story. And, you know, we cooked a turkey once on Thanksgiving, and I thought for sure they were going to run up the stairs. All of the dogs were going to come in, knock it over, and eat it. I was convinced that was going to happen because these dogs, I mean, and I'm talking about all hours. They would let these dogs out at all hours. You know? You know, and it didn't bother me that much at all hours because I've always been like a night owl. But when they would bring them out at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'd be like, oh, man. Because that's prime sleeping for me, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So yeah, the little honks didn't bother me. The Bumpuses did, and their damn hounds. So, I guess it's all relative. Dan, you ever live next door to had like people who had animals or dogs that would go nuts?
Well, my mom's dog Benji is known. Thankfully, he's more of an indoor dog. He doesn't spend a lot of time outdoors, but he will jump like crazy at, you know, anything that walks by. But thankfully, nobody that I can remember that was really bad. Either a large quantity or one that was very noisy.
Is Benji going to be okay tomorrow night with the fireworks?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where, like, by this point, he's a little bit older. He's going to be 15, 16 now. So yeah. It's one of those things where he kind of knows the drill. And my mom, you know, he sleeps in the bed with my mom anyway. Yeah, so, yeah. You know, he'll just snuggle it a little bit tighter.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Esmeralda, did you ever live next door to people who had crazy animals that were loud, dogs, anything like that?
I live next to people like that now.
Oh, you do?
Yes. And anytime we leave the house, the dogs hear you going down the stairs. They freak out. Someone just yelling like, shut up.
This is in your building?
Yes. And it's one small dog and a big dog.
Oh.
And they're just, yeah. Anytime they hear people outside, just bark, bark, yeah. Bark, bark.
That's a lot of dogs do that, man. But these dogs, I mean, you know, and anytime anybody drove down the alley, so we would always get the combination because if a car slowly came down the alley and the Bumpuses were out in the yard. Yeah. Maybe it's an Albany Park thing, Esmeralda. Maybe they just have paranoid dogs in Albany Park. I don't know.
By the way, I know this goes back to a conversation that we had last week, but I like the fact that all four of us at one point lived in Albany Park.
Yeah.
It was the only neighborhood that we all shared. And I know it was all during different times and things like that, but I have like visions of us like walking past each other at certain points, you know, like that weird flower shop, you know, I'm getting a Slurpee from 7-Eleven and Esmeralda's getting flowers from that flower shop. And there's a story we can't talk about involving you in that liquor store and what that guy was doing behind the counter one night.
Yeah, no, that was in the morning.
Oh,
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Vic's getting a Jets pizza. So, you know.
So, yeah. Yeah, Albany Park, great place to live. I love that neighborhood. I enjoyed living there. I lived there from 2007 to 2011.
Yeah, it's a great neighborhood.
Yeah, it's terrific. And it's still got some ethnicity to it. That's another thing that's cool about it. It feels like an actual neighborhood. Oh, that's the tone. All right, we have to go to the news. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here. Your overnight dude, 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. every weekday morning. Two for Tuesday. Yeah, man, two for Tuesday, two Tuesday. And that's Tom and Steger wanted to hear Mary Mary with Shackles. So we'll get a twofer for that. What's happening, everybody? We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio on the 18th floor of the fantastic 303 Wacker Drive, our new digs, new offices, new studios, new everything. It's awesome. So 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you want to join us. A little bit later on, my lovely crew here are going to help me celebrate my birthday. I will not be working on my birthday, which is Friday the 6th, because I'm taking off for the 4th, and they're going to take off for my birthday, too. So I'm off after this morning. Jim Tirano will be filling in for me on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week, and I'll be back Monday morning. We'll do the movie reviews, and also it's a special show because we are halfway through the year, if you can believe it or not. You're halfway through the year. Colin and Eric and I are going to reveal our favorite movies at the halfway point of 2018. So our favorite movies of the halfway point of 2018 will be on Monday morning when I get back from my little mini vacation. Also coming up, Skip Skipley is on his way. And we will have yet another terrifying edition of the For the Record. All right. So we're talking about Chicagoanisms, and it all started with this article that was on blockpartychicago.com, and it was about whether or not you honk when going through an alley or leaving an alley. And there seems to be two trains of thoughts. There is no, you shouldn't honk, and it's a tradition, maybe you should. But for some reason, people in the article were confusing bad driving for honking. So, like, instead of, like, slowing down, stopping, being safe, people are just barreling through the alley going 35 miles an hour and blasting their horn, which is just bad driving and stupid. But that's a Chicago thing. And I would like to hear what are some of your other favorite Chicago things. And there are plenty of things that are unique about this city and to this city. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talking text. I would love you to jump in on this. 312-981-7200. Dan, do you have any favorite Chicagoisms that pop into your head?
You know, one that kind of has popped into my head because there's a new restaurant that has this, that is called this, but it is Front Room. It's called Front Room.
Front Room.
Front Room.
Yeah.
On just on Milwaukee by Irving, just by the Portage and the community. We were having a friend of ours was having a birthday at community, and so we walked by it, and I was like, that is fantastic. You know, like, that is Chicago right there, you know? And so, you know, we keep meaning to stop in there and check it out. But yeah, you know, it made me smile when I saw that because there, you know, it's so indelibly Chicago and nobody has an idea what we're talking about.
No, exactly. Front Room. Front Room.
Yep.
Everybody's got a Front Room. I'm going to stay home, sit in the Front Room.
Right. Or your gangway.
Gangway is another one. That's one of my favorite terms is gangway. I love that term. That's one of my favorites. Was it on the show or did I read it someplace that when they had company, they didn't call it gangway, they called it something else way. They got rid of the word gang. I was reading that. I think I was reading that at home online.
Yeah.
It was like when, you know, we had gangways, but when we had company, they were called something ways. Throughways maybe or something without the word gang. But, yeah, gangway is one of my favorite things. People don't know what the hell you're talking about. If you go someplace else, like in New York, if you go, yeah, we used to cross through the gangway. The hell is a gangway? So, we ain't got no alleys. That was a line that I wrote for Black and Blue. I don't know if you remember when they get into the argument with the people from New York. There's a bunch of idiots from New York in the bar. and they're talking about they're talking about how disgusting New York is, that there's garbage piled up on front, you know, in front. And one of the New Yorker guys goes, "We ain't got no alleys." Ray Brzezinski said that line. That was his take on it. That's how he said it, and it killed me every time. His line reading: "We ain't got no alleys."
According to Chicagoology.com, these are sometimes called breezeways or passageways.
Passageways, yeah.
During the Capone era, these dark and narrow arrows became escape routes for those evading the law or other gang members, since the Chicago term gangway was born.
Yeah.
Even the police were afraid to enter gangways alone.
I think a lot of people feel that way sometimes. Esmeralda, do you avoid gangways in the middle of the night?
Yes.
Yeah. I think most people.
I mean, you should avoid, unless it's your house, you should avoid them at all costs.
I'm like, why are you walking in people's houses?
Where do you guys stand on the, like, oh man, I'm just, because we have friends who live parallel to each other, but there's a block in between, so you'd have to walk through somebody's gangway and through somebody's yard to get there.
I can't tell you the number of times I've done that. Living in the city, I can't tell you the number of times I've cut through gangways that, I mean, I haven't done it in a very long time, but that was a constant thing. I mean, well into my 20s, I would cut through gangways constantly. If it wasn't my building, who cares? I'm just walking through the gangway. I'm not going to break in.
Yeah, but aren't you walking through their yard in the back?
Depends on the situation, but sometimes, yeah.
Because they don't go straight through, do they?
Some do.
I've only seen where it's and then it's like the yard.
There's a yard, you cut through the yard.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. But there's also like just straight apartment buildings that don't have backyards. There's a lot of apartment buildings that don't have backyards where it's just building on either side and you walk through. And those are usually the darkest ones because they have the covered gangways.
Right.
And those go right out to the alley. They don't. There's no backyard. It's like it's just right, it's out there.
Yeah, I'm not walking through. That's like that to me is someone's house.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't. I mean, I don't do it now because I don't. Where I live, there are no gang. There's no gangways at all in the area that I live.
Yeah.
None. I mean, I'm sure down the side street. There is, I'm sure, but I've never used that. And I'm going to be 53 in 3 days. I'm not going to cut through people's gangways now. But when I was a kid, I was in my teens and I was in my 20s, I did. I absolutely did. So, but yeah, the old gangway. The front room. All right, so here are some things that make you weird anywhere but in Chicago. We've talked about honking in alleys. We talked about using gangways. And, of course, the front room. The explanation here, all of the Chicagoans that exist, front room is the most confusing to outsiders who typically assume that you are referring to some special French-themed room, front room. They'll be sorely disappointed to find out that they finally get to visit this magical room and realize it's just a plain, boring living space, the front of your house. So, and the same people will be incredibly relieved to learn that your gangway is not, in fact, gang-related. Well, it used to be. That's where the name came from. But, yeah, that's your front room. One of the many reasons I love this city. All right, how about this one? These things that make you weird if you're anywhere but in Chicago. Ordering a sandwich wet. Unless you're from Chicago, hearing someone order a sandwich wet will probably conjure up visions of the scene in National Lampoon's Vacation. Where the dog peed on the sandwiches, on Aunt Edna's sandwich. But it's an Italian beef. It's a way to get an Italian beef. Dan, do you go for when you get an Italian
beef? I'm a huge fan of Jay's on Nagel/Narragansett right there in Montrose, and they say juicy.
Oh, sure. I think some places do say juicy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So juicy hot, juicy sweet, juicy,
yeah.
Just juicy. I'm
yeah,
just
no,
juicy.
Some places say juicy, some places say wet.
Right.
You go to Al's, it's wet.
Mm-hmm.
Romo's is juicy. Yeah, you've been to Romo's, right? You had to have been to Romo's.
I'm sure I have.
Montrose and Cicero?
Yeah.
Please.
Is that the place you got your bootleg something?
Raiders of the Lost Ark. I had Raiders of the Lost Ark 1 week after it came out in theaters. I got it from Bootleg Johnson, who worked at Roma's.
Oh, the saga of Bootleg Johnson.
Yeah. He would deal bootleg VHS tapes out of Roma's, this guy. So. Yeah, but no, I always get it dipped or wet. So, but people do, I think people might find that strange when you have a sopping wet sandwich that you're eating, but it's Portillo's. You get it juicy at Portillo's?
I do typically when we go to Portillo's.
Yeah. I mean, whenever I get an Italian beef, I do. Esmeralda, what about you? Do you get your Italian beefs juicy or wet? By the way, all this is going to show up on Friday morning. All of this.
No,
well,
no.
I'm not going to be here Friday. Well,
right,
so.
Next Friday.
So we'll have a cavalcade. And,
honestly, I haven't had an Italian beef in a bazillion years.
Yeah.
But I would not. I think it depends, in my opinion. I would want it somewhat soggy.
Yeah.
Because just hard bread and.
Yeah.
And beef does not sound as delicious.
It's going to be a sloppy experience. When you get an Italian beef, it's sloppy. That's one of those deals where you have to have a ton of napkins if you get a proper Italian beef.
Yeah, and I'm also thinking, like, I don't want to eat it. I don't want to take it to go because I'd rather just eat it there.
Yeah, no.
It's got to be so, like, messy.
And also, you know, if you get it to go, and sometimes you have to, obviously, if you go through, like, a drive-thru or something, it's always better when it's at its warmest.
That too, yeah.
So, all right. All right, we have more Chicagoanisms to get to, and we want to hear from you. What are the weirdest, the strangest, the most lovable Chicagoisms? And do you honk when you come out of an alley? And do you order your sandwich wet? 312-981-7200. Right here on WGN.
Hey,
yeah.
Looking hot, light, ain't you got it made?
Two for Tuesday, man. Yeah, two for Tuesday, yeah. Tom and Steger, Mary Mary with Is It God and Me? So there you go. How are you, everybody? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich is here at 5, and Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive, leading into a long, for me at least, a long holiday and birthday weekend. 4th of July tomorrow, my birthday on Friday, so I am taking the rest of the week off. Celebrating myself, celebrating by treating myself to a midnight screening Friday night on my birthday of Mad Max Fury Road. And I didn't know about it until Esmeralda was kind enough to put a link up on my Facebook page and say, hey, have you seen this movie? I'm not sure. So I'm going, Esmeralda. I'm treating myself to the movie.
That's great.
Yeah. Let's see. We're talking about things that are truly Chicago. So if you want to jump in, we'd love to hear from you. We're talking about ordering a sandwich wet, hanging out in your front room, honking when you get out of an alley, things that seem to be. There you go. 815 area code says, yes, I always honk and stop reaching the very end of an alley. 815 area code, marking your shoveled street parking space with miscellaneous stuff is definitely Chicago. Yes, dibs is a Chicago thing. Dibs is definitely a Chicago thing, and I hate it. I can't stand dibs. I think it's the stupidest thing ever. That's like saying, you know what, it's really uncomfortable. It's 100 degrees outside, so I don't want to walk as far to my car, so I'm going to put this dining room set here. You don't own the street, sorry. But that's a Chicago thing. You know, people like key cars. They bust out windows. When it's really cold out, I know people who have had things happen like that. Some jerk would pull out their lawn hose and then cover the car in water, and it would freeze. You couldn't get the car doors open or anything like that because they parked in their spots. Dibs is stupid. It's one of the stupidest things about this city. 312 area code says it's dipped, not wet. It's both. In fact, you double dip it when it's wet. You dip it once, it's dipped. You double dip it, it's wet. 312 also says, also, Nick, you complain about Ferris Bueller, yet he's a fellow trespasser. Oh, listen. The crimes that Ferris Bueller commits in that movie, I couldn't hold a candle to. And the spoiled, rotten tenacity of that selfish jerk in the way he treats his girlfriend and his best friend. I may have cut through some gangways, but I am not one of the most evil and despicable characters in the history of film. And that would be Ferris Bueller, who is a true a-hole. Robert says UPS requires you to honk. Oh, I guess Robert works for UPS then, I would guess, right? He knows the rule.
Yeah, right? Or knows the rule.
Knows the rules, at least. The rules state exiting an alley, light tap on the horn with a brake cover, which you have your foot hovering over the brake pedal, and you look left, right, and then left again. All right. Let's see. Here's Dahlia on WGN. Hi, Dahlia.
Hi, how are you guys?
All right, what's up?
Well, I was thinking about the Chicagoisms. When I was a kid, we used to play Ghost in the Graveyard and Tenpenny and Kick the Can. I don't know anybody else that's ever played those games. My friends from...
Yeah, we played a lot of those games, too, because we hung out playing games in alleys. That's what we did.
Exactly.
I mean, we were in people's alleys. We were running around in people's like gangways. And we played Catch One, Catch All was the big one.
Oh, what about Statue Maker?
Statue Maker, we did Statue Maker as well, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, this was back when we would run around in the alleys and other people's, you know, in neighbors', you know, places, and we'd be out until the streetlights came on, and then even beyond that.
We did the same thing. The other thing we used to do, I don't know, maybe we were just nasty little kids, but we would go garden picking when the vegetables would start growing. We'd go into people's yards and pick their veggies.
Oh, no, I didn't do that. We didn't,
you didn't
do that.
Garden picking?
No, I didn't do garden picking, but we did do, you know, when I was like 17 or 18 it was particularly hot night and we were just getting out of closing up McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
We did do pool jumping.
We did that too. Yeah, oh, yeah. We used to do that too. Yeah.
Pool,
we did that
pool, I don't know, pool hopping or pool jumping, we used to call it. But if it was particularly hot after working at McDonald's, we would jump into people's pools and then just like fool around and then leave and then run to another pool and jump into that. We used to do that.
So one more. And then what about, did you call it skeeching or skitching?
Skitching. Oh, yeah.
See, now I'm from the south side. I grew up on the south side. I live on the north side now.
Yeah.
In Albany Park, actually. Funny you should mention that.
Oh, Albany Park. All right.
we were skeeching on the south side. It was skitching. I heard skitching when I moved to the north side. I'm like, what the hell are you guys talking about?
Yeah, no.
And I realized.
I know. I mean, that's weird that it would be skitching there, but it was skitching because I'm from the north side. And for people who don't know what skitching is, it's one of the stupidest things you could possibly do.
Uh-huh.
But I did it all the time. When there was snow on the ground or ice on the roads, you and your friends would stand and wait for a car to come by, and then you would run out and grab onto the back bumper. And you'd crouch down, you'd grab onto the back bumper, and your feet would slide as the car drove. So you would.
We were crazy. That was the dumbest thing ever. I mean, come on.
No, seriously, it's the dumbest thing ever. But I did it all the time when I was a kid.
So did I. We used to do it too.
Ring and run, or ding dong ditch. We call it
ding dong ditch.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Okay, Dahlia.
Have a good night.
All right. Take care. Here's what we're realizing: we were little bastards when we were growing up. You know, one time I was skitching. And a dude stopped the car and put it in reverse. And I had to, like, run. I was, like, the car went over, like, almost went over me, and then I skittered away. But the dude put it in reverse. Basically, a guy almost killed me. Basically, a guy was like, I don't want this kid on the back of my car, so I'm going to kill him. I'm going to put the car in reverse and kill him. We were little morons. All right. Hey, but that's Chicago, living in the streets, baby. That's how we rolled. Then I'd smack people, my friends, over the head with fluorescent lamps and Hot Wheel tracks. All right, we'll take a break here on WGN. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here. I'm your overnight dude, 1 to 5 a.m. every weekday morning. Two for Tuesday. Yeah, man, two for Tuesday. Yeah. It's a grand tradition in FM rock, but we're AM talk, but it's still two for Tuesday. 312-981-7200, one artist, two songs. 815 area code, Milky Chance, Blossom Out. And this is 815's last week in Illinois before moving, and we'll miss our show. You can still listen. You can stream. You can go to the iHeartRadio Village. You can subscribe to the podcasts. We're going to miss you living in Illinois, but you can. There are many, many options with which you can still listen to this show.
By the way, for the people, Nick, you don't know this. It just kind of came across in the last 24 or 46 hours. We know that the app is not displaying our podcast right now. We are working on fixing it, but they are available at WGNRadio.com. So if you can't access via the app, all the podcasts from the last couple of days from our show and other shows is available at WGNRadio.com.
But they're not showing up on the app.
Right.
Oh, okay.
But we are trying to fix it.
But they are there, and they're trying to be fixed. But the podcasts are there, but you just have to go to WGNRadio.com to get them. But if you subscribe already, you should be getting them automatically anyway, and that's what you should do. Then that way you don't have to worry about it if the app is not doing what the app is supposed to be doing, or go into the website. All you got to do is sit around and wait, and the podcast will come to you, which is probably the easier and best way to do that. So you can go to iTunes and subscribe right now. They're free, and every second of this podcast, of this show, is podcast and posted. So there you go. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We are talking about Chicagoanisms, things that are kind of exclusive to Chicago. Now, I don't live in the Logan Square area. Esmeralda, do you know people who live in the Logan Square area?
I do.
Okay. This is a story that I was not familiar with this, but I find this story to be hilarious. And maybe you know more about it, Esmeralda. While the 2015 movie Aloha, I don't know if you, do you remember the movie Aloha?
Oh, yeah.
That's the one where they cast Emma Stone as an Asian character. Who was the lead in that? Who was the
Bradley Cooper?
Oh, it was Bradley Cooper, wasn't it? Yeah. Hey, by the way, that have you seen the trailer for A Star Is Born?
No, I haven't had a chance to.
When did he start singing?
That guy's the man.
What the hell is going on with this guy? Because I hated him when he first hit the scene. Because wasn't he? It was like Wedding Crashers, right?
No, Hangover.
Hangover. No. But was he? What was he not in? Wedding
he was Wedding Crashers as well. Yeah.
So he was in Wedding Crashers. And I was like, ugh. And then Hangover came out. And I'm like, ugh. Now I love the guy, and he directed the damn movie. Not a big fan of the Lady Gaga, but the movie looks pretty good, and he sings in the trailer. Have you, Esmeralda? Have you heard him sing in the trailer?
I have. Yeah.
My God, I was like, what is happening? When did this guy turn into good? Anyway. The 2015 movie Aloha barely registered on the radar of most Americans. Its billboard became a beloved staple in Logan Square. Sadly, just as neighborhood residents were planning a big one-year anniversary party for the billboard, tragedy struck, and on Friday, May 6th, the billboard was removed and the party was unfortunately changed to a vigil. R.I.P. Aloha Billboard, you live in our hearts. I never heard that story. Did you ever hear that, Esmeralda?
Yeah, I had heard about that.
That's fantastic. They were going to have a party for the one-year anniversary of the Aloha billboard? That's great. Did you hear about that, Dan? Did you know about that?
I did hear about that,
What the hell? How did I miss that? That's a fantastic story. Wow, all right. That's a very Chicago thing. Although, you know, in L.A., you know, Tommy Wiseau bought a billboard, and I think he had it like for 4 years or something, and it was just his crazy looking face. Well, you've seen the poster for the movie The Room. That's what was up there with his cell number, with his phone number. And it was up there for like 3 years or something, some extraordinary amount of time. He was like Francis McDormand. He just kept going in and paying more. to keep it up there. Jim says, obviously, because of the geography of the city, I've never heard the phrase Southside Irish outside of Chicago. Well, that's a very specific thing. That is specifically about Irish folks on the south side of Chicago. Adam says, honk and proceed with caution if at all possible. With regards to beef, take the juice on the side if it's to go, unless your sandwich, you want your sandwich to be soup. Ernie says, I stop and honk at the T in an alley. This is a good one. 773 area code. Older Chicagoans call it Lakeshore Drive. We call Lakeshore Drive the outer drive and Sheridan the inner drive. Yeah, man, I love that term. The inner drive. Man, I haven't heard that in a long time. Esmeralda, you don't use that. Inner drive? You use Sheridan, right?
Well, there is a bus, the 146. They say it's inner drive.
Yeah. I guess they haven't changed that. Davey says, when we were kids, we got a gravy bread. We got gravy bread and a bag of fries. Sounds fine to me. 847 area code simply says old style. Yeah, the taverns. How many taverns in this city have the old style sign out in front? It's crazy. Mary from Roselle said, I live in the burbs now, but I lived in Portage Park for 30 years. I love Jay's beef, but I think I ordered it soaked. How many different terms now are there for it? Dipped and wet, juicy, soaked. I still honk when I come across an alley. And happy birthday, thank you, Mary. Hey, you mentioned Jay's, and now Jay's has been mentioned many times because it's a great place. But let me explain my favorite time to go to Jay's. You know my favorite time to go to Jay's?
I don't know this theory.
It would be Lent, because they have the best pepper and egg in the city.
Yes.
The best pepper and egg in the city. I'm telling you. I hung out with a lot of Catholic guys. Because I, you know, like I'm not Catholic, so, you know, during Lent I'll still have a McRib. But, you know who turned me on to the pepper and egg there? Hey, listen.
Ah.
Joe Donatello, hey, listen. I know you, you're going to hell because you're eating meat on Fridays. That's what he used to say to me. Enjoy hell. Like every time I would order, like if we would go out to eat during Lent on a Friday and I ordered something that had meat, oh, I hope you enjoy hell. And without fail, every single time. So anyway, he's like, you got to just try the pepper and egg. And I love pepper and egg. I'm Italian. Of course, you know, I love a good pepper and egg sandwich. I love a good pepper and egg sandwich. And I'm telling you, Dan, have you had the pepper and egg at Jay's?
I have never had it.
Oh, man, it's good. Do you like pepper and egg sandwiches?
I do enjoy it. Actually, I think they still serve them on every Friday, regardless
of
its
time. No, it's year-round, but during Lent, you can get it every day.
Right.
And that's when you go. I said during Lent every Friday, but it's during Lent whenever. Isn't it every day at Lent you're not supposed to eat meat? Oh, well, no, that's if you give it up.
Correct.
If you choose meat to give up.
Right.
But on
every
Friday,
you was without meat.
That's why when I worked at McDonald's, during Lent, Fridays, filet of fish would fly out the door.
Huge.
We couldn't keep up with the filet of fishes. 773, we grew up in Chicago calling winter boots galoshes. Is that a Chicago thing? That's not a, like, all-over-the-place thing? Esmeralda, you've heard galoshes before, right?
Yeah, but I wouldn't. At least in my opinion, I wouldn't say it's just localized to Chicago.
No, I don't think it is either. I think galoshes is kind of worldwide, I would imagine. 708 area code. Thin crust pizza cut in squares. That's absolutely right. That's as God intended. Thin crust pizza cut into squares. And as I say it all the time, as God intended. That's how pizza is supposed to be. You know, technically, Esmeralda, that's not Chicago-style pizza. I mean, although it is, like the thin crust cut into squares is Chicago style. But the actual technical name, because it wasn't really invented in Chicago, it's called tavern style pizza. And it was designed to be put on the, you know, at a tavern, either put on a table or at the bar, and people could just reach over and snack on it. That's what it was designed to be, tavern style pizza. But then it became like the way Chicagoans eat their pizza. And I know a lot of people who are not from Chicago are like, I don't understand why this is cut in squares. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. I have a friend who's from Pittsburgh, doesn't live here anymore, but he lived here for many years, and he was from Pittsburgh, and when he first ordered a pizza, and you know, paid the kid, and then he brought the pizza in, and he opened up the pizza, and it was cut in squares. He went, "What the hell is this?" And like called the place and said, "What is this? Why is the pizza cut in squares and not pie? What the hell is going on?" And they're like, "Well, that's Chicago style. That's how you cut pizza in Chicago." Well, I don't want it. So every time my friend ordered a pizza, he would say, "I want it cut like a pie. I want it cut in triangles like a pie. If it's cut in squares, I will send it back and ask for a new pizza." And he did it. He did that like 3 or 4 times. Like he'd wait. The pizza delivery guy would have to wait until he opened up either the package or the box, whatever, and looked inside. And if it was cut in squares, he'd hand it back to the guy and go, "Bring it back and get me another pizza cut correctly." Taking a little too seriously, man. But he was like adamant about it. He was like, I remember because he moved here from Pittsburgh, and I knew him when he lived in Pittsburgh, you know. But he moved here, and I don't know how he didn't know that Chicago-style pizza is cut in squares. I have no idea how he didn't know that, but he didn't. And he ordered the pizza, and I remember him, you know, we were hanging out like at the bar a couple of nights later, and he's like, "You know, I ordered a pizza the other night, and why do you guys cut your pizza in squares?" I'm like, "Because that's what God wants. That's how it's supposed to be done." Now, could you imagine, Esmeralda, you know, like this? Because that's extreme. You're sending a pizza back because it's not cut, you know, pie style. But could you imagine, like, if you do that a couple of times at the same pizza place, what's going to be on the pizza when they finally cut it into a pie style and go, "Oh, all right, we'll be a little extra bonus on here. I hope you enjoy snot." You know what I mean? That's what they're going to do. You make somebody make like 2 or 3 pizzas and the delivery guy drive back and forth. Your pizza's not going to be, I would not eat that pizza. That's all I'm saying. It might be cut the way you want it cut into the pie style, but there, I think there are going to be extra condiments on there for you. Anyway. All right. Hey, we got a break here. We got weather and we've got traffic.
Talk about it.
Welcome back. And it's 2 for Tuesday. 2 for Tuesday! One artist, 2 songs, 815 area code, requesting Milky Chance, and that's Stolen Dance. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio is here. That's me, 720 WGN. It's 2 for Tuesday, and this is my last show for this week. I'll be back on Monday morning. I'm taking the rest of the week off, taking off for the 4th of July holiday, and my birthday happens to be on the 6th, so I figured I'll just take the rest of the week off since the 4th falls in the middle of the week. There you go. Jim Toronto will be filling in for me. Dan Chagrew will also be off. Dan Long will be filling in for him. Esmeralda and Vic will both be in the facility. So there you go. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. After the 4 o'clock news, my friends and my co-workers were kind enough to allow us to celebrate my birthday, since I'm going to be off on Friday. We're going to do that. Skip Skipley's on his way. After the 4:30 news, we'll have another fierce competition for the record. We are talking about Chicagoanisms and which ones are great, which ones are weird, and which ones we love the most. And if you want to jump in with your talk or text, it's 312-981-7200. Dan, this is interesting. Speaking of Chicagoans-isms, do you know the Diner Grill opens on Thursday?
I did see that.
Diner Grill reopens on Thursday. It's been closed for 558 days. So it was 2 Christmases ago, right, when they had the fire?
Yeah.
2 Christmases ago, they had the fire at the Diner Grill. For those people who don't know the Diner Grill is on Irving Park, just west of Ashland. I've very rarely been there sober. So it'll be weird if I go back there since I don't drink anymore. It might be weird to go back there. That's where they serve the slinger, the famous slinger. And it was, for me at least, when I was a drinking man, It was the go-to after-hour place to get food, man. I can't tell you the number of times I've been to the Diner Grill. A legendary place, and it reopens on Thursday. It's part of Chicago, man. It's definitely a big part of the North Side, especially in the culture of people who go to bars. It is a huge place, and if you get the slinger, you know. So, but I'll tell you what, though, Dan, I'm a little concerned, and here's why I'm concerned. I'll tell you why I'm concerned.
Why is that?
Because I'm guessing they got new flat tops and stuff in there. I'm guessing all the equipment is brand new.
Probably.
And one of the beauty things about that place is that it never closed, and that those flat tops were seasoned. That was 24 hours of greasy cooking baked into that flat top every single day for years.
Much like our George Foreman grill theory from
That's
yesterday.
That's exactly right. I really don't think, you know, I think it's going to take a little while for to get that stuff built back up. Yeah.
You know, kind of back into the Chicago thing, are the window decorations that are drawn on places like the Diner Grill
that looks like spray paint?
Right. And the, you know, the golden nuggets
and stuff.
You know, I don't recall seeing them really outside of Chicago.
That's a good point. And it's usually either thrift stores have it, and diners, usually.
Yep.
It's like your diners and your golden nuggets
right.
and stuff.
I'm always impressed by the penmanship of the individuals who do that, because it looks classy, but, you know, different, you know?
Yeah. No, I don't know, but maybe it was the same companies that used to do the signs, the painted signs that used to go into grocery store windows and stuff.
Yeah.
Because that was a whole company. I think there was a local company that did that, that specifically painted signs.
I remember reading an article in the Tribune about it.
Yeah.
So, but that's one of my signs that it's Christmas time is when the Golden Nugget changes to the Santa Claus drawings.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. Well, right now, the Golden Nugget near my apartment, I live not very far from a Golden Nugget. It's 4th of July stuff. They've got the spray-painted 4th of July stuff in the windows. So, anyway, Diner Grill, legendary place, folks. Legendary. Esmeralda, the Diner Grill's reopening. I don't know if you're excited about it, but reopens Thursday.
V is very excited.
I bet he is. Go in, have a couple slingers. let's see. A couple more of these things. We also, these are the obvious ones. Ketchup on a hot dog is a big no-no. You can get verbally abused at restaurants for fun. So they're talking about back in the day, you go to Ed DeBevick's and get insulted. Now you go to the Wiener Circle and they scream at you. You eat relish that resembles Hi-C Ecto Cooler, the kind of neon green relish that you put on hot dogs. That's a Chicago thing. I like the neon green relish. No ketchup on a hot dog, obviously. You put giant inflatable rats in front of your workplace. Are we the only city that puts giant inflatable rats in front of the workplace? I would like to think that that's not just a Chicago thing. And of course, this, Esmeralda, in Chicago, people devour food from the igloo cooler of a random man in a bar.
Yeah,
you can't not have the tamale guy on here. I personally think I financed at least one of his kids' college education. The amount of times I got tamales from the tamale guy. And they're good, too. They're good. You know, we were at Ricochet's one night, and there was people from out of town who came to see one of my plays. And they were friends of somebody who was in the play, and they'd never been to Chicago before, and they came in to visit and to see the play. And we took them to Ricochet's afterwards, because, you know, that's the class place to take people after they see your play. And the tamale guy came in. And he came in, and I was like, whoa. And I got like 10 bucks worth of tamales, which is two servings. And they were looking at me. These two people were looking at me like I was insane. And I started eating them right at the bar. And they're like, what's going on? I'm like, it's the tamale guy. What's the matter with you? But they were from out of town. They thought I was insane until they tried the tamales. I was like, you got to try. And they're like, no, I don't want to eat that. I don't know what that is. I'm like, just shut up and eat it. And then they ate the tamales and they went, oh, those are good. Oh, you see? I can't remember where they were from. 630 area code says 16-inch clincher softball. Yep. The clincher, 16-inch clincher softball. That's uniquely Chicago. Dan, did you play 16-inch clincher softball?
I did, yes.
Did you ever jam your finger?
Yes, I did.
That was a common occurrence.
Mm-hmm.
Jam the old finger because you didn't break the clincher in. It was a new clincher.
Right.
You hit a line drive, kaplam, break finger, jam the finger, then you pull the finger, and then you tape it up, mm-hmm. and you continue playing.
Yep.
And then 217 area code says, Svengoolie is all Chicago, or is it Berwyn? He's the best. All right, we're going to break here. We got the news coming up, and then I guess there's some stuff that's going to happen for my birthday, Dan?
That is correct.
Okay, cool. Looking forward to that. News is in 16 seconds.